I recorded this week's episode of the podcast on the day of my firstborn daughter's birthday. Leia just turned 7. It was a very emotional day for me. I can't believe 7 years have passed since I became a mother for the very first time. And that also means that this podcast is 7 years old too. So in today's episode, I reflect on what life has been like for these past 7 years. And I talk about parenting throughout different phases of our lives. I also share a really hilarious story about that time when Leia decided to move away from home. Yeah, that really happened. I think we have a glimpse into what her teenage years might be like. Did you know that women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993? Women belong in scientific research. They are essential. But not only that, how can we trust any of the data when it comes to our bodies if nothing used to exist? Ritual took this gap and conducted a university-led human clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin to assess its efficacy. The results? It increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. That's some data we can trust. Ritual is a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus with high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. It is USP verified, meaning you can trust what you're putting in your body and know that it actually works. And only about 1% of supplement brands on the market have the USP verified mark. Not only does Ritual take your health seriously, they are also invested in the health of the planet. Ritual is a female-founded B Corp. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. I have been through the ringer when it comes to vitamins, and that's why I love Ritual, because I can actually trust that it does what it's supposed to do, and it comes from a company that actually cares. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/yogagirl. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/yogagirl for 25% off. Let's jump in. Okay, here we are. Here I am. Welcome to a brand new episode of From the Heart with your forever and ever emotional host, Rachel Braithen. Hi, hello. Just sitting here about to speak from the heart with my most open, vulnerable, emotional heart ever. I have spent all morning crying, and just saying that makes me want to cry again. Today is my daughter's birthday, my firstborn's birthday, my little moon's seventh spin around the sun. How did that happen? I wish I was able to start this podcast a little bit more excited, because it also means it is our birthday. It is the podcast's birthday. It is our village birthday. This podcast was born a week after Leia Luna was born. So technically, I guess next week's podcast episode should be our big 7-year anniversary. But it's always, you know, when Leia Luna has a birthday, the podcast has a birthday, because the conception of both happened at the same time. Really, because not just the birth of both, but the conception of both. When I got pregnant was the first time I started to really want to record a podcast. And then it took like 9 or 10 months of figuring everything out and sitting on that idea and trying to convince all of my people that it was a good idea and I would find the time. Our lives were so full and busy then. I remember Dennis thought it was a really crazy, stupid idea. How on earth would I find the time to do that every single week consecutively with no break? Like, am I crazy? Yeah, everyone I talked to was like, no, that is just yet another thing that you're putting on your plate that's going to feel really overwhelming after a while. But they were wrong. It has proved to be probably the single one thing I do every week that doesn't feel overwhelming, that doesn't feel like work, that doesn't feel like something that has to get done, but that actually is a safe little corner of the world where I can speak from the heart and share freely and pose a question or have a discussion or just open up about what's moving inside of my heart and what's on my mind every single week. It's basically therapy, and it's therapy in community, which is the most magical part of all time. So happy pretty much 7th birthday to all of you. I would love to know if anyone who's listening right now, have you been here for 7 years? Tell me. I would love to know, like, who was here for the first episode and has, like, actually stuck around. Because I'm like, there is a lot of us here in this little circle. And feels amazing. I mean, feels amazing. And also, I've been crying all morning because it's Leia's birthday today, March 13th, as I'm recording this. You're going to be listening 2 days later, but March 13th, I cannot believe. I honestly, like, I've just been sitting with, like, my mouth, my jaw on the floor, like, my mouth open all morning, like, how did 7 years pass so quickly? How did 7 years pass in the blink of an eye? Like, literally, it happened so fast, and it's also been the most slow and present and delicious years of my life. Like, I really feel like that saying, the days are long, but the years are short, it is so absolutely true. And I was looking through pictures this morning of her. First of all, I started by watching a little snippet of her birth video. We only have a tiny little clip, which is really funny because we had a whole, like, my doula, who's a friend of mine, Kelly, who was just the most amazing space holder during Leia's birth. She had a whole big tripod set up with a proper camera, and I hadn't really given it a lot of thought. I just knew I wanted the moment on film. I never in a million years thought ever I would share anything. It wasn't like Bear being born where I was like, hey, I want the whole thing produced. I want, you know, my dream for Bear's birth was to have every single moment of it somehow recorded so I could really relive it and watch it back. And, you know, I didn't know then if I would want to share anything at all, but I just really wanted to capture it all. When Leia was born, I just was really focused on the giving birth part and just knew, like, I would love at least a photo or two or something. But the idea of, yeah, the idea of, like, having a birth video felt really far away. And then how things unfolded, it became really, there wasn't really opportunity for anyone to press record on that camera or to film. So the only little snippets we have, literally from the whole birth, we have, like, one tiny 5 second clip of just me and Dennis, like, swaying together. And then there is a clip from the moment, like, not her emerging, but as I grabbed her beneath her armpits, like, I grabbed, yeah, the side of her torso. And as I pull her up and get her on my chest, from that moment we have, and it's also a very short video, it's like 20 seconds long or something. And we hear her making her little first exclamation to the world, which was this magical sound. I can replay it again and again and again. Oh my God, should I play it right now? Okay, I'm going to play it for you right now. I'm going to cry again. Okay, are you ready? Here it is. I can't believe it. That's making me cry. It's making me cry. Big, big, fat tears just rolling down my cheeks. Like, that little, like, hi. It literally felt like she was saying hi to the world. And that moment, like, that, this is it. That's what I have of her birth. I don't have anything else. It's all just imprinted in my DNA for as long as I'll live. But that moment, like, I was just watching this video again and again, and Dennis is behind me, and I just have her on my chest, and I'm just in awe. And I tell her, you're so perfect. You're so perfect. Like, I'm so blown into pieces, you know, by this experience, which was so hard, so challenging, and so beautiful. I really feel like the past year and a half, I've been sort of reliving this birth so many times, and really for the first time in my life, been able to unpack the things that weren't amazing, the things that were really hard, all the ways I didn't feel heard, all of that, which I've spoken about at length on this podcast, just leading up to choosing to free birth bear and opting out of the medical system and all of that. I really feel like I've been over this birth so many times. And today, this morning, as I was watching these videos, I really arrived at feeling so at peace. I feel so at peace with her birth now. I don't feel any resentment for what could have been or how things could have been different or should have been different or, yeah, you know, how I wasn't listened to or all of those things. Like, I really feel like I spent this past year unpacking that so much and being honest about what actually happened and how I truly felt for the first time. And now as I watch those videos, I just feel so grateful. I feel so grateful. I feel so grateful that she came into the world exactly the way she did. That, I mean, if anything, this full circle of starting there and then ending with free birthing bear at home in the bathroom, like, it just feels like such a full circle experience. And if it hadn't been exactly the way it was with Leia, then Bear's birth would have been completely different. And it all feels so fated now, and like it was absolutely supposed to unfold the way it did. And I'm just so happy she's here, you know? I'm just so happy we get to live life with this amazing little moon who's just, she's such a peculiar kid. And I say that with so much love, obviously, but she's something. This kid, I don't know, I know everyone loves their children, and everyone's, all children are so magical in their own special way. And Leia, just since she was born, I don't know, I feel like she's just had her own little sprinkle of magic in a way that, and I don't want to hate on Bear, obviously I can never in a million years hate on Bear, I love him so much, he's so amazing. But looking at like Leia when she was his age, it's night and day. Like, they were so different. And looking at those little videos and little photos of her when she was just born, like, she basically came out of the womb talking and didn't stop talking. She was the way Bear is talking now at like 8 months. She was like that from day one. She was just like doodling and hollering around, like she never stopped talking. She was just blabbing away from day one, still won't stop talking. Like, she was born and just never shut up. And she was so alert, like she was so awake. It's a big difference between the two of them. He was so chill and kind of in his own little cocoon for a really, really long time. Whereas I looked at this video of her where she's like a few hours old and she's just staring straight at me. You know, these big eyes, just really like, who are you? You know? And smiling from she was a week old and giggling really early and laughing, like all of that. It just took longer for Bear to come out of his shell. And I really feel like she was born this extroverted person, just shining brightly and ready to take on the whole entire world. And looking at, If you hear anything in the background, if you hear any like ambient noise, it's the baby monitor. Bear is sleeping in the stroller outside where, you know, where he lives, basically. And we have so many birds outside, and especially these, I don't know what they're called in English, but it's not a falcon, but it really looks like a falcon. It's not an eagle. It's like an in-between falcon and eagle kind of thing. Really big, meat-eating, predatory birds who, like, yeah, they eat mice and stuff like that. But they circle above the house all day. Like, we have this field right by our house. I think just that's how they hunt, and they make these amazing noises. But I hear them on the baby monitor. Anyway, so if it sounds like I'm sitting with a ginormous bird in my lap, it's because I'm listening to Bear.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
But anyway, just watching these photos today, I got to take such a trip down memory lane, and I just was looking like at her through the years. Something I love doing, which is such an amazing feature on the iPhone, is when you favorite a photo. I'm sure many of you do this too. You know, you just heart a photo in your photo album. And I tend to do that, and I have for years and years and years, just like when I've taken photos, like, oh, that was my favorite one, and I put it there. And that means from all the 200,000 photos I literally have on my phone, I'm not kidding, there's 200,000 photos on my phone. If I go to the favorites album, there's just like those extra special ones that I've chosen, like, oh, I love this one. And scrolling through that, it's just a smaller album, and all the photos are amazing. It's like magic moments all throughout. I was just looking at from when she was born to her first and second and third and fourth and fifth and sixth year, and how she developed and how she grew, and how all throughout she still has that same like cheeky, curious, adventurous, joyful, talkative spirit. Like, it's been the same. Really, truly, the essence that I see in her now was always there from the moment she was born. And I was just bawling my eyes out at the magical lives that we have had, how amazing her upbringing has been so far, all the things she got to see. And because her birthday is now, you know, March 13th, we used to always be in Costa Rica right before her birthday, because we did Envision Festival in Costa Rica every single year. And then, I mean, for over a decade, like every single year, always there. So there's always like photos of her right before her birthday from a waterfall or climbing a mountain somewhere or on the magical beach or like with a monkey. Or we just have so many awesome memories from traveling so much. And I just felt like, wow, wow. And then here she is, and she's 7 years old, and she has turned into this little, like, she's a cool girl now. I'm not entirely prepared for this, but all of a sudden, like, clothes have to be a certain thing, and I can't even define what it is. Like, friends of mine and family, they're asking like, oh, but so what does she want for her birthday? I'm like, well, she wants to be cool. But like, what? So like clothes or jewelry? I'm like, yeah, stuff like that. She's asking for makeup, which I'm really trying to like play with and be playful around, but also rein in a little bit. And I bought this, like, I don't wear perfume. I haven't for many years, but when we were in Spain now, I bought this like body spray, like an organic lavender body spritz or something. It's like a full body perfume, kind of, just this barely perfume. Every day, like every morning, she goes into the bathroom, she does her hair, and she wants her hair in these unreal, like crazy ways. Like yesterday, she wanted, you know, pigtails. Like, she, you know, you have one, but she wanted high pigtails on either side, like above the ear. But the thing is, she only wanted one. And then the other half of her hair was just supposed to hang straight down behind her ear. And then one little lock of hair in the very front, 90s style. And I'm like, but this is like half a hairdo. That's what she wanted. You don't mention anything, you know, you don't say anything. Like, she just wants what she wants, and she's very clear about it. And she wants perfume. And all my friends are like, but where are we going to get her? Like what kind of clothes? Like, I would love to go shopping for some clothes for her, but like, what's her style? And I'm like, I'd have no clue. Like, she is still figuring that out. Like, I for sure know it's not girly girly, but it's also not like, I don't know what it is. Like, she just like, yeah, Today, she's wearing these like kind of baggy knitted pants. I don't even know how to explain them. And they're glitter. They're baggy crochet glitter pants. Like what? How? How? With like a big oversized t-shirt. But the t-shirts have like hearts on it and it's kind of cute. And then she wanted a bow in her hair today. I don't know what her style is. Like she's just figuring it out. But she's kind of, I don't know, she's watching Monster High. It's like a show on, I don't know, I think it's Nickelodeon or Netflix, but it feels to me like a teenage show. Like she's a little for it. And she thinks those girls are the coolest girls she has ever seen. Oh my God. And she listens to the soundtrack and the music and she does the dance and it's like a whole thing. And I just feel like everything is suddenly happening so fast. It was 5 seconds ago. She was so little. I feel like we moved to Sweden. That was 5 minutes ago, but she was literally 4 years old when we came here. How? Next year, she's lived half her life in Sweden. How is that? Can someone explain? How has time moved so quickly? And I think now that we have Bear, it's just becoming more and more obvious that she's not little anymore. I mean, she's little, obviously, she's seven, but she's not little anymore. And I am just not prepared. I was not ready. I am not ready for this at all. And I'm just feeling so many feelings today. And oh, I love her so much. So we're having a dinner party tonight. This is like another thing where before she would want to have a birthday party, like a kid's party. No, she wants to have a dinner party and she only wants to invite one friend and everyone else is adults. So she wants her aunties and uncles. Her grandparents are flying in from Holland and grandma's coming, my mom. And then my best friend, who's kind of like her godmother, but technically not her godmother. And she wants to have a dinner party, like where we all sit around a nice table and we drink out of the nice wine glasses and we serve many courses. And like, she just, that's what she wants to do. And I feel like I'm going to blink and she's going to be sitting around that table with all like cool girl girlfriends. And she's going to be a teenager and it's going to be like a whole new chapter phase. It's already a new chapter. And I don't know. I feel like I know I'm 35, but in the back of my mind, I'm still like 22. And I don't know how I can be 22 and have a 7-year-old kid who's like going to be a teenager. Like these things do not compute in my brain. I don't know how to deal with it. I really don't. But yeah, we've had a really emotional week. I don't even know. Yeah, obviously we had a Pisces moon. She's a Pisces. There's like a lot of astrological things going on. I'm in a Saturn square, which is something that I just haven't really anchored into, but just like a transformational time, an emotional time. And an example of this is like, this to me is just, I don't know how to tell this story and not and like be serious about it. But yesterday we were home. So everybody's a little sick. Bear had his first cold and it just kind of went away and then came back with a vengeance, which I don't know if it's the same cold or if, I don't know, Leah brought something else home from school. Like, I don't know. We're not really seeing tons of people. So it's not like having a kid in kindergarten in that way, you know, but anyway, he had his first cold. It's been kind of rough. Sleep is as usual, rough, et cetera, et cetera. We're all a little bit emotional. I had my period, as I shared last week, and was feeling all the feels around that. And then I was home with both kids yesterday because Leia had a cough. And I tell her, hey, I'm going to go do some yoga. Do you want to come outside with me or do you want to stay inside and watch a movie? And she goes, I want to stay inside and watch a movie and then I'll join you outside and we can play. I said, okay, we'll play after yoga. And then for a variety of reasons, it just took me a while to get to the mat. Like, you know how that is, like putting the baby down and then, oh, I got to load the dishwasher and just mom stuff. Like it just took me a while to get out there. And then I get on the mat and she comes out and she's like, okay, I'm ready to play now. And I'm like, oh, honey, I haven't started my yoga practice yet. I'm just going to practice my yoga first. As you guys know, we're doing this 12-day yoga challenge at yogagirl.com. It's awesome. And it means I'm just very, very committed to my practice. Where normally, if she's like, I want to play, I would probably just like, okay, well, hey, You know what I would have done in a normal day? I would have just grabbed her yoga mat and put it next to mine and like, hey, let's do a little yoga together. And then that would have turned into play. And it would have given me like 10 or 15 minutes on my mat. And then we would have played and done something else. But now I'm like, hey, I'm doing this challenge. I really want my 45 minutes because the classes on yogagirl.com are all like around 45 minutes. And I know Bear is going to sleep about that time. So I'm like, no, you know, Mama's going to do yoga. I haven't done yoga yet. I had to take care of some things. And then she's like, but you told me you were going to go do yoga and then we were going to play and I'm ready to play now. And I say, yes. And I know I'm sorry it's taking a little while, but I am going to go on my mat and after we'll play. And she just looks at me and she's like, I can tell by her face. She's like, this is bullshit. Like basically, and I get it from her point of view. Like I told her I was going to start now and so. So she's not wrong. It's just a little delayed, right? She's not super patient. She's like, well, then I don't want to play with you at all anymore. I only want to play now or I don't want to play at all. And then I'm like standing firm with my boundary. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry you feel that way. That's okay. If you don't want to play with me anymore, that's okay. We'll find something else to do. I would love to play with you after my yoga practice. And then I just turn around and I start practicing yoga. I mean, really, I'm just like, I think it's important that I stick to my word and all the things. She slams the door full door slam. And Bear is sleeping. We don't slam the door, especially like in this house, we don't slam doors ever, but we don't slam the door when Bear's sleeping. She's normally really good at like being mindful around his naps and stuff. She just slams the door. The house shakes. And I'm like, okay, she's pissed. Well, that's fine. Like she can be upset. Like it's okay. So I'm just practicing yoga. 15 minutes pass, the door opens, and then I'm on the porch, by the way. Oh, maybe this is not obvious. The sun is shining. It's a magical day. Like it's freezing cold, but really beautiful. So it's like kind of 0 degrees, 1 degree. I mean, Fahrenheit people, it's like 32, 33 degrees. Like it's just like hovering around freezing. But when the sun is out on the porch, it's amazing. Like it's really like magical. But it's still cold. So yeah, 15 minutes pass, the door opens and slams. And she's just like marching past me on the porch with her backpack on. And the backpack is filled to the brim. And around her neck, there's a sign. There's like a big sheet of paper with writing on it. And then she kind of turns around just toward me, just enough so I can read what the sign says. But she's not talking to me. And the sign reads... Kid you not. Okay, the sign reads, looking for a new family. Name, Lea Luna Schoneveld. I don't love you anymore. You don't love me either. And in the middle of the sign is a huge broken heart. And the way the sign is written, it's like, it's so good. I mean, I can so see myself in her, like this defiant, like, I don't know, this attitude. I love it. It is simultaneously like the most hilarious, funniest, and also heartbreaking and upsetting moment ever because she is so pissed. She's really sat down and like, fuck this shit. I am leaving.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to bollandbranch.com today. That's BOLL and branch.com.
Yeah, she's really said, like, fuck this shit. I am leaving. And not only did she write a sign so that she could go up onto the main road, and I don't know what her plan was, if she was going to, like, hitchhike for a new family or where she was planning to go. But also, she has packed her backpack meticulously to run away from home. Meticulously. But she also, like, I mean, obviously, she, like, stopped in front of me so I could read the sign to make it very obvious that I am moving away. I am looking for a new family. And I go, honey, where are you going? And she goes, She just marches out away. And I go, darling. And I don't have shoes on, and we're outside. It's like, I can't run after her. I'm like, honey, hey, let's talk about this, you know, and she just marches on. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of cute. And then right as she gets to the gate, I'm like, hey, let's not leave the farm, please. That's a rule we have. Like, when we play outside, we stay on the farm. And I see her hesitating, and she's like, yeah, okay. I am moving away. I'm looking for a new family, but I'm still going to respect these rules and stay on the farm. I don't want to venture too far, too far. So she's right at the edge of the land. I mean, it's right here. It's like, we have a very small farm. It's like a big, you know, like, I can see her from the porch. She goes to the edge of the field, right where our fencing, like our property line is. And she starts unpacking her bag on the field, just out, just in the dirt. And I put my shoes on and I, like, follow her. Ringo follows along. He's, like, very concerned. And I'm like, darling, like, hello. What are you doing? Like, what's going on here? She's, I live here now. You live here. You're going to live here. Yeah, I live here now. I'm looking for a new family. And until I find one, I'm going to live here. I'm like, you're going to live on the field. Yeah, on the field. And I'm like, you know, we have 10 structures on the farm. You know, we have so many houses. We literally have, like, 4 barns and a guest house and 2 guest houses and a bunch of places she could go. We have a ghost house. Like, we have lots of places she could be. Like, why don't you choose, like, one of the barns or another one of the houses? And then, you know, you're not going to be so cold. No, because that's still the farm and I don't want to be home. So she's, like, right on the edge. Which is basically as close as she can be without still being on the land. You know, like, she really, really took that step, which I found just so amazing. And she starts unpacking, and in her backpack, I mean, I've tried to get her to pack, like, for trips, and when we've gone to Holland, or when we've gone on skiing trips, and, yeah, going to Spain, like, we've tried to get her to, like, pack a bag. She has never in her life packed so well as she did for those 25 minutes when she moved away from home. So in her backpack, she has her huge unicorn suit, which is like a PJ, but it's a unicorn, like, kind of like a unicorn costume. She has packed underwear. She has a full outfit with socks and jeans and shirt and a sweater. She has packed her toothbrush and her toothpaste, a hairbrush, hair clips, and hair tie, including, I mean, you cannot forget her leave-in conditioner. This is her backpack. Her 2 most favorite stuffed animals, which is Bear. I don't know if you know the story of Bear, but her favorite stuffed animal that she's had her whole life, yeah, basically her whole life, is Bear. And then she has a little weird animal called Rainbow that is, like, rainbow colored. I don't know what kind of animal it is. It's just weird. But yeah, she has Rainbow and Bear. And yeah, she's ready, you know. And she starts unpacking on the field. And I'm like, honey, can I help you? No. I don't need anything. I'm like, okay, is it okay if I stay here with you, or would you like some space? Like, would you like to be alone? Like, when she's upset, I always ask, does she want me to stay close or does she want some space? And then she's like, you can stay. It's okay. You can stay. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be right here. And I'm like, do you want to talk about it? Do you want to have a conversation about what happened? No, I'm just very angry with you because you didn't want to play with me, even when you said you were going to play with me. So I am going to be over here. I'm like, okay. And then I sit down. It's really cold. She doesn't have a jacket. And then she finishes unpacking on the field. And then I can tell she, like, what do I do now? It's really cold. Like, she doesn't really, I don't know. I don't think she's stoked about the idea of living on the field anymore. Like, that lasted like a minute. And I go, hey, should we try to find a place that's just a little closer to the house? Like, a place where you can, you know, have your own space and but maybe where it's not so cold. And she goes, yeah, I'm going to look for a place just a little closer to the house because I want to look for a place closer to the house. And I go, okay, can I come? She said, yeah, you can come. And then she just packs everything back up, which is now like, I mean, everything is dirty now. It was on the field. Packs it back up, goes back toward the house, looks around the porch, kind of like goes around, finds the apple tree. No, that's not good. And then finds a little bench that we have on the back porch. She goes, okay, here. This is where I live. I'm like, okay, you're going to live on this bench. Yes, I'm going to live here. Okay, for how long? I'm going to sleep here tonight. I go, okay. She unpacks her stuff on the little bench. And then I sit down and then we're both just sitting there and I'm like, hey, you want some hot chocolate? She goes, yeah, I want some hot chocolate. I'm like, you want to make some marshmallows? Yeah, I want to make some marshmallows. I'm like, okay. Do you want a hug? Yeah, okay, I want a hug. And then we hug and it became like a really long hug. And I'm like, honey, I love you so much. I am so sorry that I didn't play with you at the time I said I would play. I really should have kept my word. Like it was, you're right. I would love to play with you right now. Can we play right now? Like, would you like to be with me right now? And she goes, yeah, okay. I'll play with you. Since you ask, you know, I'll play with you. And then the moment was over. And then, but for the rest of the day, all of her things were left on this bench. So when Dennis came home, he's like, what's going on out there? Like, why is her toothbrush and like her hairbrush and everything, like, why is it out on the porch? I'm like, and she's like, oh, I moved away for a little while, but then I changed my mind. He's like, you moved away? Yeah, I moved out, but I changed my mind. I live at home still. Okay, thank you. And then she said something so funny. Don't worry, I only packed 2 pairs of underwear, so I was only going to be away for 1 night anyway. I think it's so funny. She like recognized she does not have enough pairs of underwear to be gone for many nights. She didn't pack for that long. She's just going to be, you know, away for a little bit. I don't know. I think this for me just like holds her essence so beautifully. Like she is so feisty. She really is. She's stubborn. She's feisty. She's funny. She's creative. She like knows how to set boundaries. She feels safe enough that she can be really angry and, you know, ask for space, but not worry that something bad is going to happen. Or I just love her spirit so, so very much. And where we have landed after this, because we had a longer conversation about it after, is that she would love, like, we need to build her a little treehouse. And I think as she gets older too, it would be really good to just, yeah, have for her to have her own space. Like a treehouse, how fun would that be? We have all of these trees, we have all this land, and she needs a safe place to go where she can just be alone or bring her friends, have privacy. I don't know. Like my whole life when I was growing up, like I always dreamt of a treehouse. We never lived in a place where we had that opportunity. We always lived really small or in an apartment, and just, I think the idea of that is just so badass. You know, like a real one, like in the movies. I found some online. You can Pinterest some really badass treehouses. But I found some blueprints. I just Googled it online. I found a bunch of blueprints that you can buy where it comes with detailed instructions and exactly the materials that you need and how to do it. And I feel like maybe if I, and when I say I obviously mean my husband and probably another handier person to do that together. I feel like we could create something really amazing. Because I would rather, I mean, especially as she gets older, and I get that, I mean, it is interesting that we had that big moment, like the day before she turned 7, because 7 in a way, like there is, they say, right? The first 7 years of our lives are the most formative. And after 7, kids start to separate a little bit more. I mean, she already has her own life. Like she has a whole life at school that I know very little about. I don't know the ins and outs of what she does all day, who she talks to all day. Like I know who her friends are and I know her teacher. And we know the school, but there's so much about her day to day that it's like, that's her own now. And for every year that passes, she's going to become more and more of her own little person. And she's going to be venturing further and further out and away into the world. And I know all of you listening who have grown kids, or kids who are teenagers, or kids who are older than her. I mean, I know you know this so well. I can kind of see parenting her. Like, I know that's going to be a joy, because it's been a joy all throughout, truly. And I feel like that's like, people might think that I'm lying, but so far in her life, like, we haven't had that one difficult phase or one difficult year, or she never had terrible twos or terrifying threes or fearsome fours. Like, we didn't do that. For whatever reason, like, it's just been such a easy, he's been the easiest kid ever to parent. And I know challenges are going to come, because of course challenges come and go, but I can still see how continuing to parent her is going to be the gift that it's been. And I just don't know how to prepare myself for those next phases in life, because all those things that always felt so far away, all of a sudden don't feel so far away anymore. Is she going to become one of those teenagers that runs away from home like I was? I mean, if she is, I hope she'll just run to the treehouse then, or the field. But like, not further than that. No, no. How would we cope? I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So anyway, yeah, this feels like a milestone. 7 just feels really big. This is the year she will start first grade here in Sweden, and it is a big deal. Dennis and I had a moment just high-fiving ourselves. We're such dorks this morning, just of like, you know, the first 7 years are the most formative, and we have been able to avoid major trauma in these 7 years. And like, he just acknowledged that, like, hey, like, I don't think we like majorly fucked up. Like, aren't we like out of the woods now that she's 7 a little bit? And I'm like, I don't know if we're ever like out of the woods. Ideally, we want to continue to not have any major trauma if we can help it. But yeah. And he's like, high five. Okay, high five. We high five that. Obviously, most of those things are just out of our control, right? Things that come our way. And we've had hardship. I mean, last year she lost her auntie, and it's coming up really close. It's been just, she's had, of course, hardship and sadness, but I feel in a way we've been able to feel and remain grounded enough that we've been able to hold her, you know. So that death could have been a big traumatic thing for her, but it doesn't look like it has registered like that, just in the way that she talks about her and, you know, the ease around how she relates to her aunt. You know, I feel like there's, yeah, her feet are still on the ground there. And this was also the week of the 10-year anniversary of my best friend's passing, and we got to have a moment just to anchor into that and talk about her. And I don't know, I feel like Leia has, for being 7, she has such an ability to just understand things and just sit with those big, big, big things like life and death. And maybe because we have normalized it in that way, or maybe because both Dennis and I have had so many of those experiences, it's just part of how we raise her. I don't know, but I feel really grateful that her first 7 years of her life have been what they have been. I really, really, really do. And yeah, high five. Parents, like, overall, truly, I mean, parents parenting through easy times, parents parenting through easy times, and parents parenting through difficult times. And through trauma and through major celebration and joy and sadness and loss and gratitude and all the things. How crazy is that, that we still do it, that there's no opting out? It's like the only role we have, but there's no opting out of it. And we just kind of get hit with curveball after curveball, and we just adapt and we keep doing it. How crazy is that? I feel we all need like a collective just parenting high five. And if you're not a parent, I'm sure you are in certain ways or many ways supportive towards someone who is a parent, or supportive toward yourself, reparenting yourself in different ways. Yeah, what I want to say is just whatever you are holding and whoever you are supporting, you're doing a kick-ass job. I just feel like maybe we all needed to hear that. So yay, that's me today. I don't know if you hear my little bear coughing in the background. I hope we will be out of the woods with this cold. And I guess next week we should celebrate our 7-year anniversary. How should we celebrate? We're going to do an Ask Rachel next week. So if you want to call and ask me your questions, I would love, love, love to hear from you. The number is in the show notes. You can find it there. Just, or call me to just say hi, or, you know, anything you want to say. I listen to all the messages and I just love to hear your voices. So thank you. Thank you. Happy birthday to all the Pisces people out there. I'm so happy it's Pisces season. And soon we're going to step into Aries season and we're going to have spring equinox. I am teaching or hosting a big spring equinox ceremony on March 20th, where we're going to make a springtime altar, which is my favorite nature altar to make of the year. I'll show you how to make an altar for spring. We are going to practice yoga and move our bodies and officially close the chapter of winter and say goodbye to our winter selves and plant the seeds and set the intentions for who we want to be and how we want to feel this spring. So come as you are, just the way you are. Roll out your mat with me. Sit in circle with me. And let's welcome in spring. We are so ready for spring. So, so, so ready. Thank you for listening. I love you and I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you enjoy the show, make sure you listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes of From the Heart with Rachel Braithen. This was a presentation of Cadence 13 Studio, and I'll see you next week.